Hello everyone, and welcome back to our podcast with Anissa. I hope everyone's feeling well. Alright, today I'm going to start you off with some finger flutters. Guys, into some good sounds today. Let's get some tapping sounds. We'll keep on with the tapping. Today I want to mix a bunch of different sounds. We're going to make you tremble until you feel it. Let's try a poem for you. Alright, here we go. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But when the trees bow down their heads, the wind is passing by. And that is a poem called Who Has Seen the Wind by Christina Rossetti. Alright, let's do another one. This one's called Bed in Summer by Robert Louis Stevenson. In winter, I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight. In summer, quite the other way, I have to go to bed by day. I have to go to bed and see the birds still hopping on the tree, or hear the growing up people's feet still going past me in the street. And does it not seem hard to you when all the sky is clear and blue, and I should like so much to play, to have to go to bed by day? Okay. Let's do one more. This one is called The Conversions of the Twain by Thomas Hardy. Lines on the Loss of the Titanic, Part 1. In a solitude of the sea, deep from human vanity, and the pride of life, that planter still couches me. Part 2. Steel chambers lay the briars of her salamandrine fires. Gold currents thread and turn to rhythmic tidal layers. Part 3. Over the mirrors meant to glass the opulent, the sea worm crawls, grotesque, slimed, dumb, and indifferent. Part 4. Jewels and joy designed to ravish the sensuous mind lie lightless, all their sparkles blear and blind and black and blind. Sorry. Part 5. Dim moon-eyed fishes near gaze at the gilded gear and query, what does this vaingloriousness down here? Part 6. Well, while was fashioning this creature of cleaving wing, the eminent will that stirs and urges everything. Part 7. Prepared a sinister mate for her, so gaily great, a shape of ice, for the time far and dissociate. Part 8. And as the smart ship grew, in stature, grace, and hue, in shadowy, silent distance grew the iceberg too. Part 9. Alien they seemed to be, no mortal eye could see the intimate welding of their later history. Part 10. Or sign that they were bent by past coincidence on being Anne and twin halves of one August event. Part 11, the final one. Till the spinner of the years said now, and each one hears, and consummation comes, and jars two hemispheres. I love poetry, and I hope that you do too. That I would try something new. Sometimes reading is relaxing, listening to certain people's voices. Hopefully I'm one of those people. If not, I'm very, very sorry. Do some more tapping in here. Hopefully we got you relaxed. And plus, when you're reading, it's easier because sometimes when you're doing it, you're not really sure what to say. But eventually, everything comes to you, what you say. Just takes a while sometimes, I guess. Let's get some more sounds for you. Oh, this is nice. I love this. Okay, let's do some questions. Okay, so what is your favorite color? Yeah, that is such a beautiful color. I have a few favorite colors, actually. I like black, white, and different shades of green. You chose magenta, that's also very pretty. Okay. So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Okay. And what are your hobbies? You like sports. Okay. Sports is a very, very good thing to stay active. Yes. I'm gonna take note of all of this. Will help me to know more about you. Yeah? Okay. And what is your favorite food? Italian. Mine too. My favorite is baked ziti. What is yours? Oh, yours too? That's awesome. I'm just gonna keep all these notes. So cool. We have so much in common. Alright. Seems there's like absolutely nothing wrong. You're just going through daily stress of life. So my prescription for you is just to go home and relax and turn on some ASMR and just listen until you fall asleep or get tingles or whatever you need. Alright. I hope you guys found this relaxing and peaceful. And if you like this type of thing, just keep listening. I'll be here. So, good morning, good night, good afternoon, to wherever you are in the world. And thank you for listening. Until next time.